Hi, and welcome to the Men on the Path to Love podcast, the Do Don't Navigating Ambivalence in Relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. I coach men who are struggling in relationship how to communicate effectively, build trust, and deepen intimacy so they can be the best version of themselves in relationship and live the life they love. I first heard the expression do don't years ago from a therapist I was seeing at the time. It was in a group therapy session she was leading, and one of the group members was talking about his partner. He shared about how they had gotten into an argument over the weekend over something he thought was stupid. He said that one minute she talked about wanting to go out to eat, and then the next minute she changed her mind and wanted to stay home. And the therapist said, she was do-don'ting you. You know, I do-don't want to go. And we all kind of chuckled because we had never heard that before. And I thought it was a great way to describe ambivalent behavior. So have you experienced do-don't in your relationship? I certainly have in the past. Ambivalent behavior can be really frustrating for the person being on the other end of that behavior, and especially when it's chronic or repeated over and over. And frankly, I can imagine it might be hard for the person who's being chronically ambivalent. You know, how frustrating it must be for them not being able to make up their mind about something and being paralyzed trying to make a decision. And research says there are a lot of reasons why some folks are ambivalent. Many who are ambivalent are simply afraid of making the wrong decision, especially when they are presented with a variety of choices. It can really paralyze them in making a decision. Sometimes it's having a conflict of values or priorities that make it hard to decide, you know, torn as to what's more important to them. They may have difficulty managing their emotions. You know, they could have low self-esteem or low self-confidence. All that can contribute to ambivalence. Having a history of trauma is a big reason why they may have a hard time making a decision. Perfectionism is another reason. You know, if they're a perfectionist, they may be afraid that they will not live up to their expectations and again make the wrong decision. Peer pressure and social expectations can make it hard for some people to make a decision, you know, feeling all that pressure. And sometimes it just comes down to their personality traits. You know, they could have anxiety, neuroticism, borderline personality disorder, and more. And I have to say, ambivalence can be really complex and influenced by a variety of factors and may vary depending on the individual. When someone is chronically ambivalent in a relationship, it can be crazy-making to be on the other end of it. And that was the case for Caleb. Not his real name. His partner, Caitlin, not her real name, fit the description of being chronically ambivalent. When they first met, Caleb thought it was kind of cute when Caitlin couldn't decide at times. You know, it could have been about where to eat or what movie or TV show to watch. You know, simple stuff like that. Well, Caleb would just step in and make the decision. And it was kind of good for his ego. You know, he felt good about it. Over time, though, it became more and more of a problem and was no longer cute. The first snag was when it came to having sex. Caitlin would send mixed messages at times. You know, she would say how much she wanted to make love and then would change her mind and say no, that she wasn't up to it or wasn't sure. And Caleb would get so frustrated. Well, another problem arose when they were talking about moving in together, and Caitlin would always be on the fence. She would say she loved him, yet she would give some excuse as to why she wasn't ready to move in. And the last straw for Caleb came when he asked Caitlin to marry him, and she did the do-don't, you know, saying that she wanted to be engaged eventually, just not right now. And that's when I came into the picture. Caleb, not knowing what to do, reached out to me for support. And I felt for the guy, you know. He really wanted to marry Caitlin, yet he said that she was driving him crazy with her ambivalence and that he was considering ending the relationship. So we did what we could do on our end, the usual stuff, you know, how to talk with Caitlin openly, honestly, and respectfully about how her behavior impacted him. Practicing reflective listening or the mirroring technique to try to hear her and really understand where she was coming from. Having empathy for what it may be like for her. Making room for Caitlin's autonomy and being true to herself, along with holding her accountable, setting proper boundaries, and so on. Well, Caleb really embraced these new skills and went for it. He said that he found them to be very helpful, and he actually began to see Caitlin in a different light and responded accordingly. She opened up to Caleb in a way that she never had. She admitted her ambivalence and could see the impact that it was having on Caleb, and she felt bad about it. She was remorseful, and she said that she would work on it. Well, Caleb said that she had made some attempts, but still struggled with it. And as a result, he said that he began to distance himself from her to protect his heart. Then one evening, Caleb got a call from Caitlin, and she was in tears. She said that she was afraid that she was going to lose him, and decided that she would get some help around her ambivalence. She found a therapist that she really trusted. And through the process, she opened up about how she was often neglected and emotionally abused by her mother as a child, being raised by a single mom with mental health issues. Caitlin always knew that something wasn't right, you know, the way her mother treated her. Yet she went along with it because it was her mother. She suppressed her intuitive feelings and as a result struggled to trust her own judgment, which led to her having challenges with decision-making in general, and specifically being ambivalent in relationships. When Caleb shared this with me, he got all choked up, feeling bad thinking about all that Caitlin had gone through as a child, and rightly so. And after allowing room for Caleb to have his feelings, I reminded him that in understanding and empathizing about Caitlin's history, to also continue to hold her accountable and for her to take responsibility for the impact her ambivalence was having on the relationship. And I remember Caleb saying, "Bill, I'm on it." And he was on it and more. And fast forward, after some hard work, they ended up getting married after all. And both of them had committed to a life of personal growth and mutual support. Now, this was an amazing story with an amazing outcome, and frankly, pretty rare. Yeah, I mean, often chronic ambivalence or do-don'ting can cause relationships to fall apart over time, especially when it's not addressed in a healthy and effective way. So if you're experiencing ambivalent behavior from your spouse or partner, chronic or not, here are some things you can do. As I mentioned in Caleb's story, you will want to talk openly and honestly about the issue and try to separate the behavior from the person. I did a whole episode on that earlier this season, episode 8 to be exact. Be supportive, you know, have empathy and understanding through using techniques like active and reflective listening. Build trust by offering reassurance that you are committed to working together to try to make things work. And with this understanding, make sure to hold her accountable and responsible for her choices. Allow room for her autonomy in making decisions. Try not to pressure her or coerce her into making the decision you want. Rather, try to empower her to really own her decisions. And after all that, and you're still struggling, please get some help. And you may even need support with doing all the stuff I mentioned. Either way, trust me, getting help is worth it as you go for the long run of your relationship. I found a quote I'd like to share from author Esther Hicks that brings it home. She says, "To overcome ambivalence in relationships, we must cultivate trust, communication, and empathy, creating a safe space for vulnerability and authenticity to thrive. You nailed it, Esther. And that will do it for this episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, the Do Don't Navigating Ambivalence in Relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. Thank you so much for listening. I'll tell you what's coming up on the next episode, but first, I want to share an email that I got from a listener that might help you if you're wondering the same thing. In a nutshell, he had gone through a bad relationship and is currently single. He asked if he should wait and work on himself before getting into another relationship. Well, this is a great question, and here's how I'm going to answer it. Yes and no. Now, hold up. I'm do-don'ting, aren't I? All right. Here's my answer. The only way to really get good at being in relationship is to be in a relationship. I can't tell you how many times I've heard single people have all this advice about relationships. So why aren't they in a relationship, right? Now, you can definitely work on yourself. That should be a lifelong journey. Just don't feel like you have to wait until you're perfect and totally healed in order to be in a relationship. If you find yourself with the opportunity to be in a relationship and you want to be in one, go for it and work on yourself to be the best version of yourself in relationship. Thanks for the email, and I hope that answered your question. Now, coming up on the next episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, you'll hear Fred's story and how everyone thought he was the perfect guy, except for his wife. And you'll find out what he did about it. Please join me for the When Your Spouse Isn't Your Fan, Clarifying Perceptions in Relationship episode. Now, if you have any suggestions or topics for the podcast, any comments you'd like to share, or have any issues in your relationship you need help with, please email me at bill@menonthepathtolove.com. That's bill@menonthepathtolove.com. And if you would prefer to talk with me instead, no problem. You can schedule a free, hour-long discovery call with me, and we can talk about anything you'd like. And one call may be all you need. Just visit my website at menonthepathtolove.com, and right there on the homepage, just scroll down and click on the scheduling link and sign up. It's just that easy. Once again, go to menonthepathtolove.com. And as always, if you know someone you think might get something out of listening to this podcast, please share the link and share the love. And until next time, keep your heart open and stay on the path to love.